Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Peter Apathy here, filling in for Melissa Marconi-Wenzel, who's getting a very well-deserved day off as Morning Edition host. But what that means is I get the opportunity to speak with a special guest today in the studio for our live local interview. I have Michelle Putz. She's the coordinator for the Sitka Global Warming Group.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. You're laughing already.
I'm enjoying it.
Well, I want to ask you about this coordinator business. So we talked about this earlier. You're the coordinator for the group, but I think you said that title is kind of as good as any.
Yeah. So the group is really a loose-knit community group. And so I just sort of lead the projects that we have going on, and others are able to jump in and lead too.
Nice. Nice. So you've got about 100 or so people that are in this group.
Yep.
Right. And how do you meet? Do you?
We meet sometimes. We've got some stuff going on. Obviously, the Green Business Awards is the big project right at the moment. But we'll be having some presentations and other things soon. And we just have a mailing group, and we just do good stuff in the community.
Super, super. So that's why we're here today, to talk about the nominations for the Sitka Green Business Awards for 2017.
Right. We would love to see lots of businesses working towards sustainable practices throughout the community.
Okay, so I took a look at the nomination form, which is available on your website, and I noticed there are lots of categories here. So this is a form. Well, tell me about nominations. So let's say I wanted to be a green business, wanted to be nominated for a Green Business Award for 2017.
There's lots of different ways that we let people do this. If you're a customer, you can grab one of these nomination forms off the web, and just what you know about the business, you just put a check mark in it, put their business name on there, send it off to me. Or if you're a business, we love it when owners of businesses actually go through each of these practices. So whether it's some of the waste reduction, transportation, community support, you just get the nomination form off the web, and what you have been doing in this year. So the year, the award is for 2017, but what you've been doing in 2016, if you've been doing those things, you check them off. And we have sort of different categories of bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And wherever you end up, that's the award level that you get.
So there are lots of categories. So you mentioned some of these. So I'm looking again at this list of items that you can check off, like you said. I see six categories. And I think some of them are for me pretty obvious. If you're going to be a green business, you want to conserve energy. You want to use green materials, reduce waste. There are also some categories in here that are maybe a little different than things I wouldn't have thought of right off the bat, like community and environmental support.
Well, so when you look at the word sustainable, what sustainable usually means is not just about environmentally sustainable, it's also economic. So that's why saving energy is really, it's really good for business, it's really good for the environment, and it's really good for everything. So it's both economic and environmental, but it's also about community. It's also about social sustainability. If a community doesn't feel supported, it's hard to have it be sustainable. So some of these community support things are just as important.
So tell me about your recent winners.
So in the last year, we had 15 winners. It's been interesting to see a lot of them moving up the chain. So a lot of them started out at bronze, ended up silver, moving up to gold and up to platinum. Again, partially because they have this list that says, here are some things I can do that are really quite simple. But we had 15 this last year, Alaska Airlines, Alaska Computer Center. I think Alaska Computer Center may have been on there from the very start.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, Allen Marine, the Sitka Sentinel. Petro Marine Services has done some really great stuff. It's interesting to be working with an oil company on being green.
Right.
Pets Choice Veterinary Hospital, Shelter Cove Publishing, Sitka Food Co-op, the Stereo North is a recent addition. The U.S. Forest Service here in Sitka, Whites and Harry Race Pharmacy has been a longtime hard worker at this. Youth Advocates of Sitka, Braveheart Volunteers, and Ludwig's Bistro, which just got on this last year.
So I'd like you to randomly pick one of these businesses and maybe think about or tell us about something that jumps out at you, some particular business practice that one of these organizations did.
Well, we just added at least two new practices. One of them, I got to see where it is, encourage employees to wear warm clothes so that the heat may be left low.
I did not see that one.
That's under energy conservation. The vet clinic actually purchased all of their employees, flannel.
Fleece.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Fleece jackets with the logo so that they could wear them at work and maybe turn the heat down a degree.
Gosh, my dad would have liked that. So he never wanted me to turn up the thermostat.
I think it's brilliant, right? And then I think another good one, Petro Marine. So we added this year, provide recycling reuse opportunities for specialty items like used oil because of them. Because they have made an effort so that the community can reuse something that normally would not get reused easily locally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, those oil containers that you see at the harbors are run by Petro Marine.
Yeah, of course, back in the day when we had an incinerator, right, that's where the waste oil went, as I understand. But we don't have that anymore, so you're coming up with alternatives.
Right. Yeah.
This is fun. I'm, again, looking through this list. So you... Have you had your hand in? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, right?
We have. This coming year will be our eighth year. We're up to about 189 winners over those years,
mm-hmm.
And it's just been a nice way to work with the business community, and not just businesses. It's also not-for-profit schools, agencies. But it's been a nice way for a group that's normally thought of as an environmental group to work with another group completely and try to work together. And so that's one reason we're super happy to be working with the Chamber of Commerce. It just makes sense that we want to support business just like they do.
Absolutely. So a couple things that jump out at me. Of course, transportation. I see a lot of items on biking. People can encourage biking. I presume maybe buying or putting a bike rack in front of your business might
That absolutely
might
is part of it, yep.
Okay. Lots of reusing things. I know you encourage the reusing shopping bags.
Right.
Is that, in fact, a global warming group initiative?
You know, the stuff that's going on with Bags for Change, we are helping with it. The Sitka Global Warming Group is going to be is supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is yet another just community group that's working to do good in the community.
Oh, nice. Nice. So I wanted to talk to you specifically about, because this is a little near and dear to my heart, about electric vehicles.
Sure.
So I know one of the items on here has to do with right-sizing your vehicle fleet. So, you know, making sure you have the right number of vehicles to do whatever it is that your business does. But you're also promoting efficient vehicles and electrics or hybrids. Now we just bought an electric vehicle, and everywhere you look, they seem to be popping
up. They are popping up. We are excited about that for sure.
Yeah. In fact, I'm trying to remember the name now. We went to the workshop that the city held recently, the planning and kind of visioning workshop that the city held recently. And one of the items was, do we want to promote city vehicles to become electric?
Right.
So pretty exciting stuff. I talked to somebody at the DMV who was getting their tag for their new car. And he said, yeah, they're popping up like lemons. Now, I'm not sure lemons is the best analogy to use for
not
for,
usually
for
cars.
So maybe there's a better way to say that, but they certainly are popping up. Do you have any businesses that have electric vehicles that off the top of your head?
Boy, that's a good question. I know the Park Service has had one for a long, long time, but I don't know that there are any businesses with electric cars.
Seems like there's at least one downtown. And I'm blanking on the name, So if you're listening and you're a business owner, this could
right.
be...
Right, if you are getting an electric car or got one already, you can check mark off that one, that box.
And there are plenty of people to ask if you want to know about electric vehicles, at least.
Yes.
And it sounds like there are plenty of people to ask if you have more questions about nominating a group. So if you do have questions, you can call Michelle at 747-2708. Wanted to make sure we point people to the website, sitkaglobalwarming.org.
That's where the nomination forms are.
Perfect. And email address, sitkagreenbusiness@yahoo.com. So my guest has been Michelle Putz.
Thanks so much.
This has been fun. Thank you so much. And good luck. And I hope you get lots and lots of nominations
Me
this
too.
Year. So have a great day. Thanks so much for coming in.